أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه وإنه لفسق وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم ليجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 121 and 122 of Surah Al-An'am. The discussion that we had started was that the Quraysh used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had killed, you do not eat, that is carrion, and what you yourself have killed, that you eat, this we cannot make sense about. So the previous verses, and this is the conclusion of those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the matter, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it clear that it is about the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that has to be taken on the dhabiha, on the animal that is slaughtered. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَا, and keep away, abstain, leave. ظاهر الإثم, two meanings to these words. One is apparent sins, وباطنه, and those sins that are committed secretly. That a person cannot live, that in the outward world one abstains from sins, but then there are sins that are committed secretly that are unknown to people. Some of the commentators expressed, take the example of zina in the environment of the Quraysh at the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shurafa, the noble, those amongst them that committed zina, they used to do it secretly. And then from those that were not noble, the peasants, they used to commit zina openly. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala probably could have been making reference to that also. But in the sum total of it is that a person keeps away from sin and shows people his piety, and then inwardly, when one is alone, secretly, a person commits sins. Both of it are abhorred by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second interpretation that is more consistent is ظاهر الإثم, is the outward sins, the sins that are committed with the limbs of the body, whether it is with our senses, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our mouths, or whether it is with our limbs, our hands, our legs, whatever it may be, the outer of our body. And then وَبَاطِنَا will refer to the sins of the inner, and the sins of the inner will be that of the heart, whether it refers to enmity, or it refers to jealousy, or it refers to greed, or a person's passion and desire for wealth that is over and above the normal, or a person's craving and desire for name and fame and status. All of that will be regarded as batina. And one probable reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought this ayah in between the ayat of eating halal is quite apparent, and that is that what we eat is what we are going to practice. If we eat halal, then the practice will be also according to the commandments of Allah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. O Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, eat of the pure things and practice righteously. If the food is good, then the amal are good. If the food is haram, if the food has been derived from haram, or the ingredients is haram, or the animal has not been slaughtered in a halal manner, then that is going to have an impact on a person, a person's ruh, a person's inner self, and hence that is also going to create the opportunities for a person to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمِ, then those people who carry out sins, those people who commit sins, سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ, then they will be punished for that which they perpetuate, the evil that they carry out. According to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then punish. After that, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, and do not eat from that upon which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been taken. One indication here again is like the previous verses, do not eat those halal animals that are not slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those animals which are not made dhabah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not eat such animals. And again we can see there is a reiteration because of the importance of the subject matter, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be making reference to that. Some of the commentators have stated that besides that of the halal, the dhabah of the animal, do not eat anything upon which the name of Allah Ta'ala is not taken, like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sammillah, that before a person eats, one should take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Say bismillah, bismillahi wa barakatillah, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you did not take the name of Allah and you remember in the middle, then say bismillahi awwalahu wa akhira, but make it habitual that whatever we partake of, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is also one possibility, that besides that of dhaba, whatever we partake of, we say bismillah, but it is not like the famous idiom goes amongst people, whether it is halal or haram, eat it and say bismillah, then it becomes halal. That is not the meaning of the ayah. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقُ, if you eat that which the name of Allah has not been taken, then that is a transgression, it is a sin. One, if it is regarding the animals, then obviously it will be haram, and otherwise a person should be taking the name of Allah. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. Certainly the shayateen, they whisper, they come in between, and they whisper to the awliya, to the bosom friends, and this will be in the context of the verses, will be the kuffar, otherwise it will be general, liyujadilukum, so that they may dispute with you. And they will create it like they created the dispute with regards to the carrion and the dhabiha, the animals that were slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also the work of shaitan, and this is the design of shaitan, that he will create these enemies of yours to create a dispute with you. And of course it is also in the very general sense that shaitan will come between us and everyone else so that they will dispute with regards to the matters of our deen. وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. Then if you obey them, then certainly you have become the associators of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This last part of the ayah is something that we should always ponder about, that we always know a mushrik, we always know shirk to associate partners with Allah ta'ala, to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has broadened the scope of shirk. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you obey them, if you obey the disbelievers, then you have become a mushrik. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah ta'ala makes reference to this in Surah Tawbah, when Allah ta'ala speaks about the Ahl Kitab, that their rabbis, their priests and the pious ones, their monks, they used to give them da'wat, and they used to command them to things against the commandments of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they made them arbab, they made them gods, idols of worship. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, and this is our deen and this is our life. The choice that we have is the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other choice we will have is leave Allah and His Rasul. And the second choice will be to follow anyone or everyone who commands us to leave the way of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it be our own nafs and our own desires. Within the ambit of this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will regard that as a form of shirk, as a form of ascribing and associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we become obedient only to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.